Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. The world is in the middle of the worst refugee crisis since World War II. Historically, the United States has been a destination for those fleeing war or famine or persecution, but the Trump administration has drastically cut the number of refugees who can come to the United States, and that means more refugees than ever before are left to make impossible choices.
I would say that the defining feature of the refugee population is separation. It's separation from the extended family, and in a minority of cases, but not a small minority, it's separation from husband, wife, separation from kids. That includes the loss of a husband or wife or a kid to death.
That's David Miliband, head of the International Rescue Committee. And that kind of separation is at the heart of our next story. The Democratic Republic of Congo has been plagued by civil war and political instability, forcing many Congolese to flee for their lives and many to apply for admission to the United States.
The United States has actually received more refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo over the last 3 years than any other country. And we never hear about these folks. And they've been greatly affected by the refugee policy changes that the administration has enacted, even though those policies are really aimed at keeping out Muslim terrorists from Muslim-majority countries.
WNYC reporter Matt Katz there. Matt recently spent time reporting a love story spanning two continents and trying to survive overwhelming political forces. It's the story of Congolese refugees Andre Twendeli and Lizette Lukoji.
I met Andre, who actually moved to the U.S. 13 days before Trump was elected. His wife was stuck overseas and now is unable to get here in large part because of changes in refugee policy. So they're able to illustrate for us what happens when you get here and what happens if you can't.
I want to talk about what Andre's life is like here in the United States now. But he spent years, many years, in a refugee camp in Malawi. He's from the Democratic Republic of Congo, as we said. What was life like there for him and for Lizette?
Andre was a law student in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and he was politically involved. He opposed the president, President Kabila, who's still the president today. This was 12 years ago. Kabila has a authoritarian streak, doesn't allow for much civil discourse. But Andre decided to help lead a protest against the president, and he was arrested, beaten, and imprisoned by the president's security forces. He had, though, fortunately become friendly with a guard, and when he and his seven classmates were taken into the woods to be executed, the guard actually pretended to shoot Andre and did not shoot him.
It was very, very bad. People died in my presence. My friends, they died in my presence. It's a long time ago, but I have that image. I remember everything.
Matt, it's an absolutely harrowing story. Of course he still has that image. It'll be with him for the rest of his life.
Absolutely right. And he then had to pick himself up and figure out a way to get out of the country. The neighboring country is Zambia. He thought that was too close. So he went to Malawi, which is two countries away. And from there, he was directed to a refugee camp. He spent 11 years in two different refugee camps in Malawi. No contact with his friends, no contact with his family. His parents died while he was in this refugee camp. He had no idea about it. But he was able to build something of a community. And he ended up meeting a woman there. And her name is Lizette. And she also had a harrowing story of escape from Congo. Her uncle actually opposed President Kabila. One day, President Kabila's forces came to arrest all of her family. She actually had a small child at the time with a man who had gone off to war and never come back. But she was stripped away from her daughter, a two-year-old girl named Lorette. She was put in a prison. She suffered sexual assault and then escaped barefoot, ended up two countries away, also in Malawi, at this refugee camp. Never saw her daughter again, but she did meet this other refugee named Andre, and they fell in love.
Andre and Lizette are a married couple, Matt. Why is Andre here now as a refugee, and Lizette is still at the refugee camp in Malawi trying to get to the United States?
Before he met Lizette, Andre began the years-long process to try to get to the U.S. The vetting process for refugees is extraordinary. More than any other traveler to the U.S., refugees go through a whole range of security procedures and a massive vetting process. So in 2012, he applies through the UN to become a refugee, resettled in the West. Then during that process, he met Lizette, but then he finally got approved after they were married. But he never changed his application to indicate that he was married because he thought that would delay his arrival. So when he finally gets the letter saying he can come to the U.S., nearly 4 years after he first applied, this is October 2016, sits down with Lizette and they try to figure out what to do.
She told me that, no, just go. I know that you are my husband, you love me, and you will do your best to help me so I can join you there in USA.
Now, they assumed that, you know, after 6 months or so, they could apply for Lizette and she'd be able to get to the U.S. just like he had come. But obviously, it was still a gut-wrenching experience.
Everyone cried. But Andre cried much more than me. Because here we live a very complicated life. And he was just thinking about how he was leaving me in this mess, which hurt more.
I mean, these people fell in love and dated and got married in the most unimaginably terrible circumstance, in the middle of a refugee camp where they don't have indoor plumbing or electricity. And yet they found this magical connection with another person, and now they're not able to experience it in real life. So it's really gut-wrenching for both of them.
And Andre hasn't seen Lizette since. I mean, they remain separated. She's trying to get to the United States while he's here in New Jersey.
That's right. 13 days after he arrived, President Trump is elected. President Trump has enacted the most severe cutbacks to the refugee program that we've seen in a generation. Fewer refugees are coming in than at any time since the 70s. Her arrival, it will be delayed indefinitely.
What's Andre's life like now in New Jersey? What's he doing for work? What does he do day to day?
It's hard, but so much better than it was back at Zuleika refugee camp in Malawi. He works an overnight shift with other refugees at a seafood distributor. They pack fish that becomes sushi at fancy restaurants in Manhattan and beyond. It's tough work, but he makes enough money to have food every day, which was not the case in the refugee camp. And he made enough money to buy Lizette a phone. If he's not at work, if he's not watching soccer back in his apartment with his roommates, then he's on the phone with Lizette. They talk three or four times a day. I went to visit him at the seafood distributor, and during the break in his shift at 4:10 a.m., he was on the phone with Lizette. This is their lifeline.
Matt Katz reporting the five-part series Unsettled for WNYC. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
And we'll have more with Matt tomorrow. You can listen to all of Matt's reporting for this project. It's called Unsettled, and you can find it at WNYC.org.